This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday.
First Friday of... Actually, it's not the first Friday of January, because the first was the first Friday. Today is the 8th, so we're into the first, I guess, sort of what they say is the work week. The idea that we have a full week behind us already of moderate activity. What do you think of that? The DJV show, Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner as... The world focuses on Washington. The world kind of did, really, this week, focus on Washington and what went on there. I find it rather appalling, frankly, when I see the sort of attention, the lawbreakers instead of lawmakers, the fellow from West Virginia, I don't know too much about this guy, when he's called a delegate, is he not a congressman? Who is this guy? Derek Evans. Ladies, do you know anything about him?
I don't.
Apparently he's
a
leading
representative, isn't he? He just got elected in November. So he's new on the ticket, but he was one of the breachers of the Capitol. No one has any evidence of him stealing anything or vandalizing or doing anything other than the breach. Mm-hmm. So, but people who did that breach or took part in it are being charged with, I think, criminal trespassing or government trespassing, something like that. So that's why I think there's a petition of 10,000 people already in West Virginia in Wayne County. So they're asking for his resignation, which I think is appropriate. I don't know why he even thought it was okay to do this as an elected official.
You don't know why anybody's motivated. That, you know, some of the things that's kind of like mob mentality. The people who went into these various offices. Who's the fellow that went into Pelosi's office did he steal things? He messed things up. And how did he get in there in the first place? Don't they have Capitol Police guarding all of these offices?
About what was going on. In fact, yesterday the head of the Capitol Police resigned, and probably rightly so. I mean, you saw some Capitol Police being overwhelmed, and then you saw other ones that were just kind of casually like, yeah, come on into the Capitol. And so
some took selfies with these people.
It was very weird, strange. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what was going on there, but I think that's one of the biggest questions to come from it, because that's a national security threat more than anything else. Shouldn't the Capitol be more secured, especially on a day when something so consequential was happening, when there was already a known rally in D.C., when there was a threat from Iran on the Capitol? It's just it's puzzling why there wasn't any more security. So I think it makes me think that it makes it feel like it smells really funny, and I don't know what the heck was going on there. As far as the guy at Pelosi's desk, he took a letter and left a quarter because he didn't want to steal things. But he said he was walking past and saw her office and went in and sat down.
He also admitted that he bled on her desk.
Yeah, because he was bleeding from the broken glass.
Right. But that just, I don't know if it was her exact desk or if it was someone else in her office, but I hope we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I know that you can't get the virus from blood, but who knows what you can get from it, you know? It just, I don't know, the whole thing is just, in watching pictures of the cleanup yesterday, it looked like, you know, when people leave a stadium after a concert, that's what it looked like. It was just horrible. Bullet holes are all over the rotunda. We don't even know whose bullet holes whose bullets were fired, but
most of them were unarmed. I mean, that was the thing, is that most of them were unarmed, so some of the, there was shooting back and forth, obviously, mm-hmm. because one of the people who breached ended up dying. A Capitol Police person died, but we don't know if that was from a shooting injury or not. But by and large,
the story I saw suggested that he died from riot injuries.
Yeah, but this
he collapsed. I think he made it back to his office, and then I thought maybe he had a heart attack, but I guess not.
The other people who died as part of this were not shot. They had, like, other things related to whatever, being overwhelmed. I don't think we really even have much information on that. So there's a lot of questions as to why unarmed people were allowed into the cat. I mean, I don't know.
How did the pipe bombs get into the building? That's another thing. That got buried because of all the other stuff, but somehow people walked right in with pipe bombs. Right.
There was one at the RNC, one at the DNC. I mean, it's just a lot of...
The whole building could have blown up. And the Capitol Police just were not prepared for this. I don't know.
More government inappropriate or incompetence that we pay for. All these people who are there and they just kind of are sitting like bumps on logs. Way too many of them. They all should be, anybody who participated in this should be fired, maybe face prosecution. But the people who did their job, okay, good, pat them on the back. This is what they get paid to do. I see that the police released some photos yesterday of the suspects who were in and out of there. Did anybody look at the photos? The police chief said
a bunch of them have been identified. And there's one guy who used to work in a donut shop in I forget what state, but they identified him. They called up and said, "Hey, that guy used to work for us. We fired him in February." And so
that was
a lot
that were his work ID to the rally, right, or to the protest?
I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe this was a guy who was in a costume, one of the real geniuses.
Yeah, there was a guy who brought who was wearing his work ID around his neck.
Genius. For those people, there were a number of people who got fired. 68 people got arrested, and then there were those people whose pictures, as you just suggested, were put online, and then most of those people got fired from whatever jobs they had.
I've heard, and again, I've heard now from people who were there, like, firsthand, not inside, but who were, like, witness to this. And from what I heard, and I want to say that anybody who stepped foot in the Capitol unlawfully should be arrested. I mean, I think, you know, consistency is key here. But from what I heard, there was an initial wave of agitators, you know, whoever were the ones who went through and, like, broke the glass and did all that stuff. And then there were a group of people, dumb, that just walked in because they could and just walked in. And then they walked in and then they were like on a tour of the Capitol looking around going, ooh, like, you know, like they were on a museum tour.
Right.
So now those people should still be arrested because you should just know better than that. But there were two factions sort of at play all going on and adding to the chaos.
Libby Andrews, a real estate agent from Chicago, was fired by her real estate company. She responded by saying, posting online, "I'm a 56-year-old woman. I wasn't there causing trouble. I was there to support my president."
And that's crap. You know, that's the other thing, is that you've got hundreds of thousands of people who were there doing the right thing. And, you know, just because you're there, I don't think you should lose your job. It's the people who were taking pictures carrying podiums out that should be losing their job.
Rick Sacchione of La Trobe, Pennsylvania, a professor at St. Vincent College. He was forced to resign after the college told him, when they saw him in a video that was on Facebook, that he didn't represent the values of the college. So they said, quote, "Dr. Sacchione has submitted and we have accepted his letter of resignation."
That is going to make this not go away. And, you know, all of the stuff that I've been hearing about how I'm a terrorist because I voted for Trump or because I support him.
That's not right.
It's not going to make things better. I'm tired of being called a racist. I'm tired of being called all the names in the book. People are tired of this.
Stand up.
And so
you just stand up to it and forward. But the other side
of it
is
domestic terrorism. The people that guy who walked out with Nancy Pelosi's podium, the guy who bled on her desk. These are
that's
domestic terrorism. Yeah,
but I think the same people who were different
than
me.
Not everybody should be in the same
kettle. Look, I have called out agitators and riots for a whole year now. I think anybody who does that is bad, should be arrested.
Anybody who's looting,
anybody who burns police stations down. and
right.
all of that.
I agree with that.
Can't stand for that.
Yeah. So anybody who, you know, I know if people were upset that, you know, the Gucci store got looted. Okay, but that's still domestic terrorism. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you are stealing and breaking into a place, it doesn't matter what great cause you were there for or no cause at all. You were just being an opportunist. All of those people should be treated the same. I completely agree with that. It's just, I think what people are really upset by right now is that it seems like there were two, and it's pretty obvious, that Capitol Police have admitted that they just did not think that this would turn into anything violent or a riot. They judged the crowd because they were mostly white, and they just did not think that it was going to turn into this.
I don't think it's that they were mostly white. I really do reject that. The fact is that at every
Jennifer,
Trump rally... No, just
they
let
were
me
mostly
finish
for
one
oh,
second.
You can finish. Yeah,
I'm not arguing about whether they're white or not. I'm saying that the reason that they didn't think that there was going to be violence is because our side of the aisle never has violence. So there's a reason for that. Consistency, what happens in the past. You've had how many thousands of Trump rallies in the last 5 years that are always peaceful? Always. So I
there have
think
been a
it's
lot
not
of clashes
about race.
Just right in front of the White House at the Black Lives Matter Square between the Proud Boys and all those people who were there. I just don't understand. When there was a peaceful march of Black Lives Matter, I had a lot of friends in that march who went from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and they all had photos of the full-on military. We've all seen the pictures. Joe Biden talked about it yesterday. His granddaughter was there. It was a very, very different, and there were no clashes.
Down. I mean,
there's too much of this stuff on both sides, way too much violence. There's way
both
too much
me-too-ism.
I think there are some people who were saying, and I think it was kind of an agitated state. Can you imagine what would have happened if these people were black that were there that were protesting?
Absolutely.
And that just fuels the flames of it is or it isn't true. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. But
that's
I think
how
it's
all
pretty
of my
damned
black friends
irresponsible.
Have felt. So
well,
that's
okay,
how they feel in their entire
I know some black
that.
People, and they don't feel that way at all.
Yeah.
That if those were black people charging through the Capitol, they wouldn't have been shot. These people,
Victoria, a 14-year Air
person.
Force veteran, unarmed, was shot. And we don't know
how
why.
How many unarmed people have been shot at Black Lives Matter protests? A lot.
Why does that make it right?
This is one person. No, but I'm saying there's a double standard here, and I don't know why we can't just admit to it. We're not going to be able to...
I'm not sure.
Really, Doug?
The worst thing that happened yesterday was Joe Biden's speech. So divisive, and we're only going
to
get...
That was not divisive. That's calling out the truth. We have to address the
truth.
Well,
we have to... Everybody's got a different truth. Here's interesting. Yeah. Kelly Loeffler was with a bunch of other senators who, after the election, she and some of the others broke ranks with some of the Trumpsters to the ones that were trying to stop Biden from becoming the president. And they said they wouldn't stand in the way of what is...
We also have to get that right.
Ceremony.
They weren't trying to stop Biden from becoming president. They were calling out election fraud. So we got to stop reading the headlines from the lying mainstream news media, because no one was trying
sides.
To overturn a duly elected president. We were calling out election fraud, which is now never going to be dealt with again.
Why
and
did
of
she
course,
stop
the Republicans,
them?
Because
I don't think that's true.
Of the protest. Every Republican, after the protest yesterday or 2 days ago, backed off and said, you know what, we're over it. We just want to move on, because they were afraid. So, you know,
well,
it the
is
terrorism
time to move
part,
on,
it works.
But it's time for some
people. Well, they're afraid
of their
own people, then, so I don't
balsam.
Get that.
It's time that we stopped sort of talking at this and deal with it, and that's the way we hold. But people forget about everything quickly here in this country. We get into one thing and we're on to the next, and so we forget about all of the fraud. There was a lot of fraud. There was a lot of inconsistency. There's a lot of incompetence.
Get ready for more of it. Because no one will ever fix it again.
I don't know that that's the case. I think that's, you know, what some people think. But if you have that attitude, then things won't get fixed. And that is a problem. Fixing this country should be our number one priority, no matter what party you're in. If you're trying to take care of your brain as well as your body, this is the way to do it. There's a product called Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, that'll lead to a healthier brain, better life for all. So take care of your brain. Look for Prevagen wherever you get your supplements. You can get it in drugstores. You can go online to Prevagen.com and order it that way. It improves your short-term memory. As you get older, we all have to face that sort of thing. So make sure that you have this as your regular part of your regular supplemental routine. Add Prevagen to your daily routine for a healthier brain and a better life. 21 after the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner following the social media. So what sort of, as we pop through a lot of this stuff from this past week or even the last 24 hours, people reacting to what has happened. I actually saw some things, ladies reacting to Biden's choice. Maybe it's because he's from my neck of the woods, the Boston mayor, who's a big labor guy. That's how he got elected in Boston in the first place, because Boston's a big organized labor city. And so Walsh became the mayor using, he was a union leader actually before, and they used all those unions to get him elected. And so now he becomes labor secretary. Apparently he knows Biden as well. And the two of them have been together. They've been at the marathons together, at workers' rallies. Biden went to his inauguration and spoke at it in 2017. And the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, is going to be the commerce secretary. She's kind of a moderate, apparently. So what do people think, or in general, Jay, as you look around, are people commenting on this, on the choices that are being made for the cabinet, or is it just all about
it's still really happened? All about the Trump supporters storming Capitol Hill, especially because so many of the people who infiltrated have been identified. A lot of people are going crazy over the fact that Britney Spears' ex-husband, the 55-hour Vegas marriage, Jason Alexander, was one of them. That's really still the big...
Say that again.
He wasn't one of the infiltrators. He was just at the rally, right?
I thought he made it inside. I thought I saw a photo of him making it inside.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of protesters there that were... I don't want to take away from it. There were people there that were there to peacefully protest. They stayed outside. They did not go inside. The people that really are... who we're talking about are the people who went inside. There was no reason for that. The violent protesters, there's no reason for that ever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was one of the ones inside. So Britney's dad, by forcing that annulment after 55 hours of marriage, is probably one of the best things he did for his daughter, because this guy's... he was a loser back then and still clearly...
Can you review that?
Life in order.
I think I've lost to that. Hold on a second. Let's do a couple of things. Then I want to get a review of that event right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get back to this. I was thinking you were talking about Kevin Federline, but you weren't, with regard to Britney Spears. So go back over that a little bit, will you, the timeline and who said
so
what?
Britney's first marriage was actually 55 hours long. She got married to a quote-unquote childhood friend in Vegas, Jason Alexander, and he was one of the people who stormed Capitol Hill.
So that's why he got identified, and actually his cousin, I think, is the one who blew up his spot and said, this is my dumbass cousin who also married Britney for 55 hours. So, yeah, so that trended all day yesterday. That was
Just, thank you to the cousin.
Right.
Well, thanks to them for the distraction as much as anything else. What I find interesting in terms of social media are all the athletes that are going off on Trump. I think that's an interesting aspect of all this as well. 28 after the hour here.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past 2 decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is a time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on America Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump condemned the rioters involved with storming Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
The president reaffirmed a peaceful transfer of power on the 20th, and that all those involved with the rioting will be brought to justice. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Friday the 8th, the evening will be, at least as far as I'm concerned, occupied by watching the last episode of Jeopardy, in which Alex Trebek was the host. He recorded this taped it about 2 weeks, I think, before he died. There are all kinds of things. I'm not really a fan. I haven't been a fan because I'm not usually around. I'm not usually ready to take it easy when these, they call them early access shows, are on. The Jeopardies and the Wheel of Fortunes and that sort of thing. So I haven't made it. But I think I respected him. My daughter had his son when she was teaching at one of the schools in Los Angeles. And maybe that's my my point of view. I don't think I ever talked to the guy on the air, but my daughter was completely taken by him because he was such a friendly, even though a familiar sight, but always he was very much a gentleman, my daughter said, whenever he would come in. He was always there. He was always involved in parental stuff at school. School was called Cameron Hall. It was a private high school in Los Angeles. And so that's where my sort of, if there's a prejudice, if that's the right word, my attitude toward him
So I'm going to watch the final show tonight, the episode with, I think, his comments, right? Didn't he? Wasn't there a lot of talk earlier in the week about him making some comments as
Monday
an acknowledgement?
Night.
Oh, was on
mm-hmm.
Monday?
Mm. Yeah, he just sort of gave an impromptu little talk at the end of the episode and just basically asking people to, you know, to open their hearts and their hands if they can to help people who are suffering with COVID. And to pitch in, and he said, we're trying to build a gentler, kinder society. If we all pitch in just a little bit, we're going to get there. So it's a much larger message now, especially, you know, he taped this before the election, but it can be applied to so many things. And there's just something extra poignant about it coming from him, because mm-hmm. he was never political. He was just such a beloved member of everyone's family, in a sense.
So here's the news about who's going to replace him. I saw in the trades yesterday, the headline was Katie Couric to host Jeopardy. And then there's a dot, dot, dot. She's not the permanent host, but she's going to take the podium to, in essence, try out. There are a number of people who are in the running, I guess, Ken Jennings. I kind of like the idea of Katie Couric doing it.
I like the idea of Ken Jennings, or a person that Alex Trebek actually wanted, which is an announcer for the Kings. I think they should honor what he asked for. I think that would be part of the legacy.
Whoever it is has to be very smart, because Trebek was, has to be able to field all those things. If you just this week watching Jeopardy and some of the names that come up in the various categories and the way so effortlessly he obviously studied the names and how to pronounce them correctly, and it's always flawless. It's always the perfect professional way of approaching it. So you don't agree with me? I think Katie Couric would be an interesting. Ken Jennings never did anything for me, at least in terms of me thinking of him as a host. I thought it was fabulous that he did as well as he did. But
thinking about the franchise, he would be an interesting one. But I, more than any of those two, I think they should look at the list that Alex made. And he's on the record talking about who he'd like to see replace him. So I hope that they give those people a chance.
So who are they? I don't know the
there
list.
There was a list. I mean, at first he was joking, saying Betty White, obviously. That was a little tongue-in-cheek. But the one that I think was most serious is this announcer for the Kings, who he really loves. He was a big hockey fan. And said that he hoped that he would get a crack at it. And I think that the LA Kings, the hockey team, I hope that they let him have a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he saw something that no one else would give a chance
Could
to.
Be. Speaking of seeing things that nobody else has seen, let's go to the next half hour. That is, these two shows were always sold together by what was King, what the production company that Merv Griffin founded with a couple of brothers was called King World. And they produced also Oprah's show, lots of different shows. Anyway, these shows are sold together, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. So Vanna White apparently has made some noise, talking about maybe some of the inside, the secrets of Wheel of Fortune. She says that she and Sajak never fight about anything. We don't see each other for 2 weeks at a time, because that's what they tape. They tape five shows a day for 5 days, and then they're off for 2 weeks.
What a gig.
It really is. They work out, and in essence, it's like 21 or 22 days a year to put all the episodes together. Vanna White's 63, Pat Sajak is 74. They've both been on together since 1982. So you want to figure that out? That's 38 years. How long was Trebek? Was 35 years, I think, right? On
36,
Jeopardy? 36? Yeah, they've both been around, right. She talks about good hair and makeup people, making them look good. She has wardrobe fittings once a month. Think about that. She's like the size, what, of a pencil?
She's a sample size. That, to me, to be 63 and to have 38 years of your life having to fit into a sample size dress, that's exhausting.
And
when
she
makes a good living.
She
makes a good living, though. I wouldn't disparage it. Good for her. I mean,
I'm not disparaging. I'm in awe. I think 38 years of staying a sample size.
She looks great.
That
so
is a
should
lot
there
of
be
work.
Is there should there be parity? Should they both be paid the same? Because they aren't.
Well, Pat has a lot more to do as the host.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the numbers that were floating around,
right? When they go,
she gets the story that I saw from one of the trades. She gets $8 million a year. Sajak gets 18. Then that was somebody was saying that Trebek gets $8 to $10 million a year. No, he and Sajak got exactly the same
amount. And, you know, for this gig, again, that's about $1 million a day when you get right down to it. If they work 21 days a year, 22 days a year doing these things, five. So what does that figure out to, by the way? If you do five shows, five times 20 is only 100. I don't think that's right. Right? If you're doing five shows a day and you do, all right, so that's 20. Oh, wait a minute. That's 25 a week times 20.
Don't forget math.
I'm just doing a little bit of math there, one way or the other. The coverage of the news, folks, this is maybe a little inside baseball, but there are a lot of people in our business, in the radio business, who have been crowing about what a wonderful job they did. And I think in some circumstances that's probably legitimate in terms of taking credit for having, you know, they were more prepared. Interestingly enough, in my view, the people at Washington radio stations like WTOP were more prepared for this than the police were. They were better able to engage and get into this whole historical thing. And maybe, is that the right word? Is this historical? If you look back at the history of our country, we're full of protests. There have been a lot of times. It hasn't been in our lifetime, certainly. And maybe you go back to
1812, the War of
1812.
The Capitol was breached back in the 50s or the 60s by a group of Puerto Rican militants, I believe. And that's where actually, you know, the bullet holes in the wall in the Capitol when you walk through, those are from that invasion back in the 50s.
Right. Yep, exactly. All right, so anyway, there's a lot of that. And we haven't spent much time talking about COVID today. I don't know what we're doing as far as getting you. You said yesterday, I think, Victoria, you've signed up for your. All right. What about you, Jennifer? Have you signed up? Have you seen anything as to when you're going to be able to get a shot? If you're going to get it,
I'm going to hold off. I have antibodies, so I'm going to just.
Oh, that's right.
Hold
too.
Off until so, Jay, somebody you're, who needs it get it.
All right. So Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay is down in Nashville. What are you feeling or sensing? What's the organization down there? How are you going to get if you have decided to get a shot? How are people getting shots down there?
Well, I know I'm in Group 1C, but I'm going to wait a while. I think I will eventually get it, but I'm still just so hesitant because it was pushed out so quickly, and I'm a hypochondriac and one of those people that anything, you know, any of those side effects that could possibly happen, I typically do get. So I feel like I'm a hypochondriac with good reason. But, yeah, I'm not running out to get the vaccine, but also I'll take responsibility for that and stay home or wear a mask and, you know, distance if I do go out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're protecting yourself and your six-month-old baby, so that's a smart thing. There are
antibody thing that I don't know if you saw that new study, Doug.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, go ahead.
It speaks to what Jen went through. Because Jen, how long has it been now? You had it in like what? July.
Okay. The end of July.
So this new study shows that I forget where this came from. I think this came through
the
MIT.
Science.
And so they did 100, they took blood samples.
It's an MIT review, yeah. Let's
188 patients, mostly from the San Diego area. And they found that they had memory B cells, which is, they said for about 8 months that you have you can get the virus again, but you probably won't get symptoms, or if you do, it would be very mild. So they still are maintaining that, you know, people who think they can't get it again, that's not right. That's not correct. But if you have had it, you've got at least 8 months now of immunity. And so the next step is they're going to review 12 months and 18 months after infection. They're going to go back to these same people.
The way that Dr. Drew explained it to me, and I actually watched him, he had COVID, and so he's been doing these videos on Instagram, which are pretty educational, and he's been testing himself almost like a little lab rat. And so he talked to me about how people talk about the antibodies. Well, you're going to test for antibodies right after you have the infection when your body is having an immune response. That's when your antibodies are high. But you have cellular memory that they believe could last for 18 years even to fight against COVID. So they're still studying that because obviously we haven't had this strain of a coronavirus that we could study for 18 years. But in the past, what they've seen is cellular memory that lasts a long time. So I think we'll find out more. So for right now, I'm just riding it out because it's, I'm having the same response that people with vaccines will have after it's all over. You know, it's the same, it's going to be the same property. You're going to be able to get it, but your body will be able to fight it off. So
sounds
I'll
like
wait.
A good subject for a podcast, in fact. All right, speaking of keeping yourself clean, your nose is your body's air filter. Are you getting the message about how easy it is to use Navage, the suction product that flushes out all those dangerous germs and viruses and allergens and mucus in your nose? Nasal irrigation is the way somebody referred to it, and it really works because your nose is your air filter and the first line of defense against all of this stuff, this dirt in the air. Nasal irrigation. What an interesting way of putting it, huh, ladies? Nasal irrigation. So easy to use. It's the only nasal irrigator that has powerful suction, flushing out the pollen, the mucus, the bacteria in the natural, the most natural way. Clean noses equal a healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal this year. It's Navage.com for the nasal care system that really works. N-A-V-A-G-E. Look for Navage at Navage.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, a couple of airline stories. You know how I love to talk about this stuff. American Airlines says they are going to ban alcohol on any flights in and out of Washington.
That's ridiculous. The only way to go to Washington is if you have alcohol.
Yeah, but anyway.
Understand that.
I don't think it's going to last forever. I think it's just until stuff dies down. There were a lot of people who left the rally there, and they were drunk on the planes and posting pictures.
Yeah, there were a lot of the flight attendants.
It'll die down.
Really upset. But American is the largest carrier in and out of Washington. So Boeing has agreed this week to pay $2.5 billion to resolve the criminal charges over the 737 MAX. What an outrage this is. Not that they're paying $2.5 billion, but that it happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. It really is a damnable outrage. They should be ashamed of themselves for this mess that's been created. And meanwhile, talking about American and 737s, they have grounded a number. Why are you playing music? They have grounded a number of their older 737s. And instead of buying new parts, they've decided as a corporate, the corporate decision is to cannibalize the oldest planes. Anything over 20 years old, they're going to take the parts. If a part breaks on a new plane, they're going to take the part off the old plane that works and put it into the newer planes. So they will be saving having to buy new parts, which I found pretty interesting. Also find interesting that Amazon announced this week it's going to buy a bunch of 767-300s from Delta and from American. Those are older planes. Many of them have been around for 30 years or so. What a great plane. The 767 was a great plane. They first made them in the mid to late 70s. I remember flying on them back and forth when I was working in Cincinnati every week from Cincinnati to Boston on newer 767s. But that was in 88, so that's been 30-some-odd years ago. So the planes have had their time. They redo them. And they use them to haul, and Amazon's going to use them to haul the stuff around. It's obvious cargo. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well. It's 10 before the hour.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
All right, it's Tech Talk time. A review for those of you who have maybe not paid attention this week to things like consumerism and technology.
There's other things happening.
A few other things going on.
Right.
But as usual, we thought you'd like to have the top five items that have been followed by Victoria Keelan here. So we'll go from number five to number one, starting with an IKEA story.
Yeah. So one of the hottest gifts that happened this past Christmas and holiday season were gaming stations. And they flew off the shelves to the point where people on social media were unboxing Christmas gifts and showing that they basically got an empty box where a PlayStation would have been or where an Xbox would be. It's all on back order. And so IKEA now realizes people are they're doing up their homes, they're doing DIY stuff in the house or in their apartments. And so these gaming systems need to fit into the new furniture. And so if you go into an IKEA store, it's very helpful. They now have life-size replicas of these consoles, which are the biggest gaming consoles that we've seen in modern history. They take up a lot of space. And so IKEA has made it easier to shop for furniture to accommodate those. So now you can actually see what your gaming system will look like and how it can be incorporated seamlessly into your den, furniture, living room, wherever you have your gaming system. So it's actually pretty helpful, and a lot of people have been responding well on social media saying, you know, I was going to bring a mock size myself, but IKEA has made it a lot easier for us. So PlayStation 5 is the new one, Xbox Series X. Those are the two big ones that are on back order currently. But even PlayStation 4 is a larger console, so it's you have to have the furniture to fit with your gaming.
All right, number four, we go to Discovery Plus.
Yeah, Discovery Plus launched this week. No one noticed, so we're here to tell you that it's there. This is, of course, the streaming service from the Discovery Channel, what used to be the Discovery Channel. It launched immediately on Amazon's Fire TVs, on Roku. 46 million viewers on Roku are now watching things like 90 Day Fiancé and the hotly anticipated, until this week happened, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the former hosts of Fixer Upper, that whole series. They are now on this new service from Discovery Plus, and they have their own network, the Magnolia Network. So people were excited about that. This is about $4.99 a month if you want to sit through ads, and for the ad-free version, it's $7 a month.
All right, number three on our list as we work our way to number one is a focus on Venmo doing something new.
Yeah, so 68% of Americans have received their $600 stimulus check already. If you are receiving a paper check, the Venmo app, which is owned by PayPal, has launched a check cashing feature for both Android and iPhone, and it is for the cash a check feature will allow you to deposit your stimulus check into your Venmo account, and they're not charging a service fee. So they're waiving all the fees, and it's just for the stimulus check, but it certainly does make life a little bit easier if you use Venmo as your banking app. They've partnered with First Century Bank and Ingo Money, and so that's how they're providing all the check cashing services through the PayPal app.
All right. Number two, Dell has something new.
Yeah, so it looks like people are going to be working from home for a while, and Dell is really banking on that. They are launching three new monitors in February, and all of them will come with a dedicated Microsoft Teams button. Microsoft Teams, if you haven't used it, it is essentially, it's like Zoom, but it's more all-encompassing with calendars that are all, it's all connected. So I have friends who are teachers, and they use Microsoft Teams as their way of communicating. A lot of companies are now using that instead of Zoom. They're actually keeping everything in-house. You can share documents. You can share, you know, Google Drive. There's a lot of stuff on it that's really useful. And so these new three monitors in different sizes, there's a 24-inch that will launch for $520, a 27-inch that's $720, and a curved 34-inch will be $1,149. They're all going to launch on February 16th, and the new feature with this is that one button gets you launched onto Microsoft Teams. So for people who are on teleconferencing all day long, this is going to be something that's really useful, and I would imagine that that a lot of companies are going to start buying these monitors to send to their workers from home because, you know, like I said, everybody's banking on people still being at home and not in the office for at least the first half of this year.
Number one, focus on Windows and the Windows 10 taskbar.
Yep, so Windows 10 got a big update this week. Again, no one noticed. But Microsoft made a big change to the taskbar to make things easier to access. So now you've got news and weather all on your start menu instead of having to open and go through multiple layers of things. Microsoft News Network gathers news from 4,500 sources. So everything will be right there on your taskbar. It makes it a lot easier.
All right, there they are. Top five items from the world of connection and technology. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.